Hello, and welcome to Calming Anxiety. I'm Martin Huner, your host, a paramedic and clinical hypnotherapist. I've created Calming Anxiety as a blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis to help you overcome anxiety, panic, and fear, and live the life you've always wanted to. Free of stress and doubt, and more full of positivity, hope, and understanding. The big bombshell moment, really, for all of us who have spent a life troubled and plagued with mental health issues, from depression to personality disorders. Or even, not even, but if you've had a life of abuse, of pain. For me and those that I've talked with who have changed our lives, it's when we woke up and took back ownership and control and responsibility. Now that is so easy to say. From where I stand now. But if I can recount my favourite story, a true story, one of the most impactful stories I've been able to share but witnessed firsthand. Many years ago, as a paramedic, I was out and about and I was attending an elderly gentleman, just a social need job. Which is the main core of paramedic work now in the UK. And there we were, me and my crewmate, just dealing with this elderly gentleman, probably a non-injury form. And there was a carer there, and I was kind of trying to place her. Now, I'm hopeless with names and faces, regardless of how well I've coped with who I am. I just don't remember people. And I turned around and said, "Where do I know you from?" And her reply was that I'd probably saved her life on numerous occasions, as she had been one of our regular heroin overdoses. And she had been not just a heroin addict, but also an alcoholic, living within that social circle. So even if you tried to quit, there's no support. Everyone wants you to not fail, but remain the same. Stay within that isolated bubble of illness. And I then remembered her, and on at least two separate occasions, I recall that, yes, I had intervened in her not departing this world. And I was gobsmacked. I was absolutely dumbfounded. I said, "How did you manage to quit not only heroin, but alcohol? And all the time, living in the same area and interacting with the same social circle that don't have any positive intent for you?" And what she said next changed me completely and has changed others, and maybe just what you need right now. She said she woke up one day, looked at her life and just said, "Enough." And that was it. She quit. She gave up. I can't imagine it was easy at all, having just given up chocolate 7 weeks ago and gone carb free. That was my addiction. But I just, the power in that simple comment, "Enough." And she took ownership. She didn't reach out for help. It was no one else's responsibility. It was her life. She didn't blame her past, which, and I don't wish to offend if this sounds it's aimed directly at you, but it's so easy to blame our pasts. My brother and I had the same upbringing with a tricky dad, and I always feel my brother always blamed our childhood for anything that went wrong, whereas I wanted to do the opposite. So, complaining is not a solution. Why do I say that? It's just that life will be crap at times. We will have everything go wrong. And right now, I've got these two friends. They're a family with two kids in their early and mid-teens. They're going to be homeless in a week's time. Homeless before Christmas. And they could so easily, and I'm sure they do privately, complain. But they are doing everything. Obviously, you know, parents do. But they will never be seen in the gym or at work, and I know them both professionally and socially. They will never complain about it, saying it's not fair. It is what it is, and they are working hard for a solution. At the moment, the solution looks really unlike a solution. They'll have a roof over their heads, but they will have been let down by the council and social services. It's diabolical. However, you can spend your time complaining and moaning about how unfair you perceive your lot to be. And yeah, others will turn around and say, well, it's not as bad as so-and-so, or in this country, or in this part of history. But complaining for your own sake won't get you anywhere. It's time to take responsibility. It's time to give yourself 5 minutes every day just to focus on a positive. If you're at rock bottom right now, and I know some are, and I've been there quite a few times, and you're allowed to feel sorry for yourself, my God, you are. But, and this is it, you realize right now, you made a choice, not just to listen to this, my words right now, but subconsciously, you started looking for content like this. You are changing. And there will be probably more dark days ahead, but they will become less frequent. They will become more bearable, and there will be that light, that beacon of hope that shines brighter and brighter. And then ask yourself, truly, think about this one over the next day or two. What do you really, truly want in life? Being sensible and reasonable. Please don't say to win the lottery. Money is not the answer, apart from my friends who are going to be homeless. That would help. But really, where would you like to be this time next year or in 2 years? And when you know that, what are you going to do to ensure that happens? Now, I know where I'd like to be, and the only stumbling block is me, is my inherent laziness, my amazing ability to be distracted, my attention deficit. And if it wasn't for you listening, I wouldn't be getting there. I made a commitment to produce this show daily. So for you, thank you. You have helped me. What could you do to ensure your success? What could you do which you won't be able to give up on? But you are allowed those other days. I take days out. I do. So what can you do over the next 24 hours to make a plan that you know you will stick to, that you will abide by? These are your questions for today. To understand, you don't have to complain. Find a solution, one that you can achieve. And go for it, and keep me updated. And take care of you. To you, you're the most important person. And make sure you realize that. Right, I'm off. I have some YouTube stuff to create. And then I have a client to see via Zoom. Take care. I really hope in a year's time, write to me. Tell me how your life has changed, how you took back ownership and achieved happiness, competency, confidence, and just love for yourself. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Take care. And as always, be kind to yourself.